This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
In the spring of 2002, three students in the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District died by suicide, and their deaths became the impetus for the creation of a new initiative to prevent suicide among youth. An action committee came together to clarify and provide training about school district protocols. Eventually, the GRASP program, as it's called, expanded to offer several program tiers. GRASP stands for Growth, Resilience, Acknowledgement, Suicide Awareness, Preparation, and Planning. We're joined in the studio by Lindsay Wells, who works with Vancouver Island Crisis Society. Welcome back to People First Radio, Lindsay.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Now, the GRASP program, the Suicide Prevention Program, which is offered in Nanaimo Ladysmith Schools, developed over time with several tiers of activity. And I'm wondering if you could tell us more about those tiers of the program.
Certainly. What we know about suicide prevention is that it really is incumbent upon all of us as a community to have a particular information. And so what we did when we looked at the school district is we looked at kind of disseminating that information and providing training to people at different levels within the school district, because we really believe that education and openness can save lives. Being quiet about suicide, silence is suicide's ally. So what we've done is we've developed training for school counselors, for teachers, for administrators, and then for students. And the message or the heart behind all of these programs is really about learning how to acknowledge emotional pain in other people, learning how to interpret emotional pain, and then learning the right channels for help seeking and getting other people and resources involved.
Now, are these tiers of the program offered on an annual basis? Is that the approach that is taken?
Yes, and I really need to give the school district a lot of credit in that they have been so very on board with us in implementing these programs. So once a year, we do a protocols training day with all of the counselors in the district, as well as support workers. We do a protocols training day for administrators. We also provide training that then goes to the teachers. That happens annually. And of course, the Crisis Society has the privilege of coming in and not only providing that training, but then getting into the schools and the classrooms and working with the youth, which is incredible.
And that is Tier 3 of the GRASP program, which reaches out to train grade 9 and older students to become gatekeepers and tune into what's happening in the student body, responding to developing dangers. I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what the experience of these gatekeeper students has been over time.
Well, it's been amazing. So we have two separate programs. One is a 12-hour for students who are very motivated to learn these kinds of helping skills. The other is an 80-minute program that we try to get into all of the grade 10 classes. And interestingly, for example, with our 80-minute programs, it hasn't been unusual for us to get stopped in the hall. I know last year we were stopped in the hall by a group of 15-year-old guys who just said, they loved the program and thank you. And even around town, I was out buying a pizza one day and one of the kids working at the pizza place asked me if I was the person who had provided this suicide prevention training. And it struck me that it had meaning for him that he remembered. With our 12-hour kids, of course, the feedback from that program has been overwhelmingly positive in that it has a positive effect, not just for them as gatekeepers, but in their own personal lives as well.
What are some of the experiences gatekeepers might have when they encounter someone that they become concerned about?
Well, I will share a specific example of something that happened, and it relates to Facebook, actually, and I know you're talking about that today. We had three of our students who took the gatekeeper training who just so happened to go onto Facebook on a weekend and noticed that somebody had posted things that they knew to be warning signs from taking their training. They then knew what needed to be done in that particular situation, which was to connect to some other resources, to do some help seeking, and to speak with that student. And because of their reaction, we were able to get the help and support to that student that was needed. And to me, that's just incredible. It wouldn't have happened had they not had that information and training.
You're listening to People First Radio. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for BC youth aged 12 to 18. Students and teachers are uniquely positioned to pick up on cues that a student may be considering suicide. Turning away from the possibility of suicide doesn't reduce the chances of it happening. Through suicide prevention training, students and teachers learn that suicide can affect anyone. The GRASP program at schools in the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District works to help administrators, teachers, and students respond more effectively to support students who are at risk. We're speaking today with Lindsay Wells, who works with Vancouver Island Crisis Society. The organization is a key partner in the GRASP program. Now, Lindsay, the death by suicide of Nanaimo Ladysmith High School student Ashkan Sultani last January the 15th, 2010, occurred after years of continuous bullying that his parents say the school system didn't do enough to prevent. Tell us more about children and youth who are experiencing a sense of not belonging or having a place in the world.
When I think about the tragedy that happened last year with Ashkan Sultani, you know, in terms of, you mentioned the key word, and that is belongingness. And, you know, certainly, though bullying may not be the only precipitating factor in a death by suicide, my feeling is that it certainly would not help. And we know that belongingness and creating this sense that I belong and I have a place in this school or community or wherever I am, and feeling a sense that I'm needed and valued and important, is hugely protective for anybody who might be thinking of suicide. And so part of GRASP and coming into the schools is to really, you know, create programs and create activities that build awareness in students that, you know, that the things that we do or say can have implications to the good or the tragic down the road. And so we're really trying to build these senses of community in our kids toward, you know, acknowledging one another. It's so huge.
Now, last March 2010, CBC News reported that Ashkan Sultani's parents were asked to take part in a school board suicide prevention campaign that, in their opinion, was not comprehensive enough. They wanted the problems of suicide and bullying dealt with together, but reportedly the school board did not want to associate bullying directly with suicide. I'm wondering if you could tell us more about that, this notion of bullying being addressed, let's say, within the GRASP workshops, or how that concept is handled.
As I said, kind of a cornerstone of GRASP is really to create these communities of acknowledgement and kindness and belongingness within our students, as well as to help them learn how to interpret emotional pain in the same ways that they might interpret a broken arm. So, for example, if a child has a broken arm, the first thing that we think to do is to go to the doctor and get help. A child who's isolated, not feeling a sense of belonging, living under the weight of the pain that that could cause, we might not automatically think, I need to get some help with this. And so that child might suffer in silence. And so that is a key portion of what this training is all about, but also to work with kids that might be feeling isolated or like they don't belong and help them come up with a coping strategy for themselves and help kids build coping plans. Because let's face it, in today's world, we live in a very complex world, and it's difficult for many youth to navigate. And so learning individual coping and help-seeking behaviors is a really positive way to begin that process.
Statistics from the BC Coroner's Office and others show that Aboriginal and gay and lesbian youth are among those most at risk, as they often lack a sense of belonging and connection.
That could be. And I know for First Nation youth in our province, suicide is the leading cause of death. So again, you know, our work is the work before us is huge, but it's good work, and it is it's so important. And I agree with you. I believe that at the heart of so many of these things is creating a sense that you matter, I care about you, and you have value to me. And sometimes it's just one student looking at another and conveying that message that can mean the difference between life and death.
Now, Lindsay, we have just a moment left. I'm wondering if there's anything else that you'd like to add to our conversation today.
Well, just an appreciation to be here, because we really at the Crisis Society believe that education is empowerment, and empowerment meaning let's get this out of the darkness and into the light will save lives, but not just save life, it will impact positively anyone who's living underneath the weight of pain and is feeling isolated and alone. And so if we can recognize that and get connected, then it will make a difference.
Lindsay Wells, thank you very much for taking the time to come all the way down here and join us today. It was much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Lindsay Wells works with the Vancouver Island Crisis Society. The organization partners with the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District to offer the GRASP Suicide Prevention Program. You can find Vancouver Island Crisis Society online at cvics.ca. That's cvics.ca. The Crisis Society's island-wide crisis phone number is 1-888-494-3888. That's 1-888-494-3888. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of those organizations.